In today's entertainment news, according to the Black Information Network, Will Smith and Antoine Fuqua have announced that they will stop filming their new film, Emancipation, in the state of Georgia. The decision is largely driven by the state's newly approved restricted voting law, SB 202. This law was signed by Governor Brian Kemp, and has been described as the new Jim Crow because the measures enacted would possibly reduce voter turnout among people of color. Will released a statement in part that read, "We cannot, in good conscience, provide economic support to a government that enacts regressive voting laws that are designed to restrict voter access." Way to go,
other words, Will.
Hit him in the pocket, Will.
We're not
going to
shoot no slave movie over here while you acting like it still exists. That's what we ain't fixing.
Any movie. I like that. Hit him in the pocket.
I love it.
Mm-hmm. Yes. Mm-hmm. Take a stand. Mm-hmm. Way to go. Mm-hmm.
But in the meantime, we really need to register to vote in Georgia. I mean, really, really, really.
Get ready for the midterms.
There.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And come out in droves like they've never seen before.
You're right.
You know?
Absolutely right.
Yeah. And you just got to ask this question. What's going on with Usher? there have been reports. That Usher kicked it at the Sapphire in Las Vegas and made it rain, baby. But not with dollars, with Usher bucks, okay?
Usher
it was money, Usher bucks, yeah. It was money that had his picture on it, like in Coming to America.
What kind of value does that have?
Well, an Instagram user put him on blast, posting pictures and screenshots of the money and asked his followers, "What would you ladies do if you danced all night for Usher?" And he threw this. A source in the know said that while Usher did kick it with some dancers, he compensated them handsomely. Okay, that doesn't even sound like Usher. He compensated them in the thousands.
Did you say constipated them? Is that what you said?
Almost. Compensated. It was in the thousands. Anyway, nephew, thank you.
$1,000 in Usher money or $1,000 in...
No, real money. Real money. Real money.
Mm. Well, later on he did, but that beginning he was using Usher bucks. I mean, well, I guess he thought that was funny.
Yeah,
I don't know what Usher was
he had bottle service the whole nine. You know, all of this was paid for in real dollars, and the club said that they were happy. They'd be happy to host him again anytime. Apparently, the Usher bucks were made to promote his new Vegas residency.
See, it was a promotion.
So, see,
it was a promotion.
Yeah. Wow. Uh-huh. So I'm going to Birmingham. I'm gonna throw out some Tommy dollars in
ain't
the
worth art. A dollar. Ain't
and get my a... butt whooped.
See, you know, I know some places Usher would try that, and they would whoop Usher's ass. That's what they would do.
Yeah, he had to be at the Sapphire in Vegas. He couldn't do that at Magic City. I know that.
What y'all know about a Usher money?
Usher bucks,
come on,
baby.
Usher. Come on,
Usher. Yeah, so there you have it.
Okay, it's a promotion. Okay,
it was just a promotion for his movie.
I get it.
Mm-hmm. Or his new residency in Vegas.
Yeah. Oh, you know what? I got some breaking news.
You got some Usher bucks?
Oh. No. I just want to announce, though, in music news, the number one song in the country right now, Leave the Door Open, Bruno and Anderson.
Yes.
Hey, Carla.
Carla, not only is it the number one song in the country, it's the number one song that's mimicked or lip synced on TikTok, Instagram, all over.
All over. Everybody loves those songs. Fire. Mm-hmm. Leave the door open.
It's hot.
Yeah.
All right. Thank you, guys. All right, time now for today's headlines, Jay.
It is time for the news with Miss Ann Tripp, y'all.
Thank you very much. Well, the suburban Minneapolis police officer who shot and killed a 20-year-old unarmed black man named Dante Smith has resigned from the force along with the chief of police in that town. It's called Brooklyn Center. Some 60 people were arrested overnight in protest for breaking curfew. And the mayor of Brooklyn Center, Mike Elliott, who's African-American, he says he totally understands why people have been protesting.
We've seen this far too many times where a young black man or woman is pulled over by police or encounters police and they end up dead. And what these young people who are protesting are asking is, when will this stop?
The officer is identified as Kimberly Potter. She's president of the Brooklyn Center Police Union and a police trainer. Apparently, she was training that day. And reports are that she was involved in a shooting of an autistic man 2 years ago, where she allegedly covered it up by instructing two of the officers involved to leave the scene in separate squad cars, turn off their body cams, and not talk to each other. Those officers were cleared by the county DA, and no charges were ever filed in that case. The 26-year veteran insists that she thought she was firing her taser and not her service pistol. Again, she was not a rookie. She was 27-year veteran, but she could face criminal charges because of all this. Meanwhile, Attorney Benjamin Crump says he wishes people would stop talking about training.
She was a training officer, and so it's not about training. It's about implicit bias. They could have given him a ticket, just like in George Floyd. They could have given him a ticket. They used the most force when it comes to dealing with minorities, and we can't have these two Americas, one where we treat black Americans different from white Americans in policing.
Which brings me to the fact that the prosecution rested its case yesterday in the Derek Chauvin, George Floyd murder trial, so the defense began to present its case, beginning with a use of force expert named Barry Brood.
I felt that Derek Chauvin was justified and was acting with objective reasonableness, following Minneapolis Police Department policy and current standards of law enforcement and his interactions with Mr. Floyd.
Well, however, Mr. Broad asserts that Chauvin was acting in accordance with Minneapolis police policy. You may remember that that city's police chief testified that Chauvin was not following policy and he wanted him fired. All 50 states are following the Food and Drug Administration's recommendation that states stop using the Johnson & Johnson vaccine for a while. Take a pause because six women have suffered serious conditions involving blood clots. And President Biden says he wants all the American troops out of Afghanistan by September 11th. Now back to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.